Menhirs are large, upright, standing stones that are believed to have been erected in ancient times to serve religious or other purposes. They may have been used in sacrificial rites as territorial markers or early calendars. Menhirs are widely distributed across Europe, Africa, and Asia, and the mystery surrounding them evokes a mixture of fascination and fear. Vera Skrivankova has one just outside her garden, an upright, slim boulder that is welded into her garden fence and takes up most of the narrow, cobbled pavement. People often come to admire it, and tourist buses now stop there to point it out. Vera says that many people believe it radiates a special kind of energy. "My daughter really believes in it," she says. "After every night shift, she'll go to the stone to recharge." Many faith healers allegedly do the same, and some people come to the stone to meditate, but some are so afraid of its powers that they cross the street in order not to have to come close to it. This, the best known of Prague menhirs, is called Skamenjali Sluha, the servant who turned to stone, and the first mention of it appears in Prague archives in 1914, when people started building houses in the area. Originally, it stood in the middle of a meadow, possibly as part of a group of similar stones. Another was uncovered buried in Vera's garden last year. If more of them appear in time, it may be easier to decipher what purpose they served. Police in the Gitchin region in the northern part of the country have launched a controversial summer operation aimed at protecting tourists from thieves and pickpockets. They're putting up stickers along the most frequented tourist trails in the region, warning people in English and German to be careful of their belongings, to lock their cars and not to leave their things unattended. Their intention is good, but the locals are up in arms about it. "What are tourists going to think? It makes us look like a den of thieves," one of them complained to the media recently. They're also afraid that the security campaign will drive tourists away and they will lose out on tourist revenues. However, the police are adamant about seeing this through, and what they're hoping is that the stickers will drive the thieves away from the region. People on holiday are extremely carefree, and they rarely bother to lock up anything, cars or caravans, making them easy targets. It's our duty to protect them, and besides, if they get robbed here, they won't come back anyway, an officer countered. Either way, the controversial stickers are staying, and only time will show who they will drive away, if anyone. The zoo in Lishnar has announced yet another success in its kangaroo breeding program, the birth of a white albino baby to a white mother. Although this may sound perfectly normal, albino mothers do not always give birth to albino babies. In this case, a brown male is likely to have carried the gene. "We have achieved a maximum combination here," the zoo spokeswoman said. "A brown baby born to a white mother, a white baby born to a brown one, a white to a white, and a brown to a brown." The zoo now has two albino babies in its kangaroo pen, and they're attracting a vast number of visitors. Not all the babies are going to stay at the Lishnar Zoo, however. Within the framework of a European breeding project, some of them will find new homes in other European zoos. The famous Prague astronomical clock, the so-called orloj that attracts millions of visitors every year, was unexpectedly out of action for 10 days earlier this month. The clock, which was made in 1410, has served for centuries without any significant break, but in recent years there have been recurring problems. Only two clock mechanics know how to fix it, and one of them was recalled from his holiday home to take care of the emergency. Usually it takes just hours to fix, but this time it took much longer, indicating that the old tower clock may be in need of a major repair job. It doesn't respond well to the climate changes, and there's more pollution with every passing year, said Ludwig Heinz, whose family have been taking care of the astronomical clock since the 1860s. Mr. Heinz says that he may soon have to take the whole clock apart, clean the mechanisms, and put it back together again. The fact that it stopped was not only a huge disappointment for tourists. An old Czech legend says that when the clock stops, the Czech nation will have big problems. But according to Jakub Malina, who has written a book about the astronomical clock, legends of this kind were intentionally created in order to protect the clock itself. For instance, an older legend says that when the clock stops, then the town mayor or an important official of the town hall will surely die. Well, that was clearly meant to encourage town hall officials to take good care of the clock, Malina says, even before it achieved its present-day fame. Whether or not his theory is right, I'm sure that the present mayor of Prague, Pavel Bem, was glad to get back from the Himalayas safe and sound before the Orloi stopped.